So Black Smoke is a 6-track EP. There's some tracks where I've mixed down Dele Aqua in with English, and some tracks where I've just kept it real simple. I tried not to go overboard with the instruments because I just think that a raw natural sound sounds more beautiful and more real, I guess. But Black Smoke is like a kind of personal EP about my identity and how I came to know and where I stand and how I'd like to be known as a musician, I guess.
I mean, the song Black Smoke is also, you talk about letting go. Can you talk a bit about that particular track?
So Black Smoke, I wrote about my grandmother, and it's actually about healing yourself and connecting with the souls around you and connecting with the earth, because that's what she did in my eyes. So Black Smoke, riding in the sky tonight, everything will be all right if you let go. When I was younger, you know, we'd be at bonfires on the beach, and I guess that's a bit of a reflection to my childhood and where I grew up and how I switched, you know, kind of maintained that balance between city life and the bush, I guess, island life. Because it's the video clip is actually filmed at Musgrave Park in Brisbane, which is pretty historical, has a lot of historical significance to it, and I wanted to include that because Madoc and Musgrave, everyone gathers from everywhere and comes to this one park, you know, from all kinds of walks of life. And I just thought, how cool is that to bring that to the music? And it just all worked well. It works so beautifully.
When you mentioned Jagera, because I was born in Jagera Nation, and Musgrave was my old stomping ground. And
deadly.
I know. A lot of my aunties and uncles are still there and are fighting strong. And, yeah, one of your tracks is actually called Stomping Ground. Can you talk about that?
It is called Stomping Ground.
Yeah.
So Stomping Ground is about, you know, stomping ground, where you are, where you belong. And every time we sing it, Yaram Sen, his stage name is The Rapper, and he's touring with me currently. And he's my didgeridooist, but his lyrics explain the issues that we are facing in Indigenous communities and how they still affect us in this generation. Even though we're young, I guess we're still hurt from the past. And even though people say the past, move on and get over it, you can't get over it when it's only not even 50 years ago, 60 years ago, if you know what I mean. And that's what Stomping Ground is. Stomping Ground is a song about, you know, standing up and being there and providing and showing who you are, where you come from, and being proud of it and having no shame. But, yeah.
The song I Love You, and I'll ask if you can tell me the language name. Yeah. When I listened to that, that was when I could truly hear in your language the island. I could hear the music of the island in your song and language, yeah.
Wow, it's Ngaiwa Nyile Yimanama Nungua. It's a really long word. But, it's practically I love you, and that's the most, I guess, ancient way to say I love you in Angliokwa. So not a lot of people speak it, speak the ancient ways anymore, and I really want to revive that.
When you were growing up, how were you taught language? I mean, how did you work between the worlds of, is it Anandiliyakwa and English?
Yep. So when I moved to Brisbane, I was 6 years old, and I spoke fluent Anandiliyakwa, and music is actually how I came to learn English, by teaching myself how to write poetry in English, like English words and stuff. And my mum maintained that connection by, you know, every ceremony or every funeral, we'd go back and see family, and I'd always spend time with my grandmother, who would always speak to me in Anandiliyakwa. She never spoke a word to me in English, and I've never heard her speak English, so that was really interesting. And so I guess we just had that connection to country and connection back to family, and mum always spoke in front of me and made sure that I never lost the words and what the meanings meant and what they meant to, you know, the culture. And she used to tell me the Dreamtime stories and all the experience that her and my dad had on there. So she was a very integral part of keeping that connection and keeping that culture and keeping that language. Yeah.
Where did you grow up in Brisbane?
I grew up all over Brisbane. So Dilmia, Tagum, Chermside, yep. Southport, yeah, pretty much everywhere, Camp Hill, I think, yeah.
Yep, I could imagine. I mean, you're coming into Brizzy at six and you'd had those experiences on Gridiron, traditional experiences. So can you talk a bit about the obviously some more of the challenges facing growing up, coming in from country and living in a city environment, in the urban environment?
It was really hard for me because, you know, I'm half Filipino Chinese and I'm half Indigenous African, so I didn't really know where I'd fit in. I guess I had to find that my own way because I experienced a lot of racism when I came to Brisbane, and even though I was young, you know, my grandmother would come visit and I would be walking together and people would look at her like, whoa, what's going on here? And it just kind of made me feel a bit more stronger knowing where I stand and who I am. And, you know, I experienced a lot of issues that you wouldn't experience in the communities. Like, I went to my first march when I was 10 years old with my mum at NAIDOC, and, you know, Uncle Sam Watson was there and Auntie Gwenda Stanley, and that, just the power and just the strength and the warrior that came out that day. I think I was really blown away by how different it is in the city as to the island. There's so much more problems here and so much more that needs to be fixed for our people, and it was just a real big culture shock for me. I was like, whoa, insane.
Well done. You've done really well. I mean, I wanted to ask you about the turtle song. Can you share a bit about the turtle song, please?
So the Imanta Papakunaway, the turtle song, and Imanta means turtle in Anantliokwa, and it's a little nursery rhyme lullaby, I guess, that we sang when we were younger kids growing up, and my mother sang it and so forth and so forth. So it's a really special song because it sings about asking the mother turtle for her eggs and then, you know, swimming in the ocean. And it's one that, it's a song that's been passed down from generation to generation, so everyone knows it, so that's really cute. And I decided, you know, I want to make this a song but turn it into, kind of flip it into my own. And I mixed it in with Papakunaway, which is a song from the Yolngu people. So Yirrkala, Noongar, Noongar and Gove, that kind of area, Manangrita. So we were sitting down and I was like, how can I mix this in? I bought out the ukulele. I just got a ukulele and I was like, oh, okay. I'm going to use a ute because this is kind of like island. And so I just started playing some strums and mixed the two together, and it worked so perfectly. And you know, Papakunaway is a song about sitting at the beach and playing with your friends and with your family and going swimming and seeing dolphins and seeing catching fish and going camping. It's a really cute song. But yeah, all the kids love it.
Wow. Finally, Blue Moon Black Sea. Can you tell us, please, about this track?
So Blue Moon Black Sea, everyone thinks it's a love song, but it's not really a love song. It's more about making yourself happy and not letting other people make you happy, and not having to rely on other people to do things and to, I guess, live your life for you, if that makes sense. And because I was going through a bit of a stage where I was just like, whoa, everything's crazy. There's schoolwork, exams, and so stressful. And at the time, I was doing music and lots of gigging around Brisbane. And I just came back from Sweden, I think it was, and that's when I wrote that song. And it's just about, you know, taking the stress and pain away from yourself and letting yourself go just to be happy. And yeah, pretty much.